The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Morning, everyone. If we could start with our prayer for vocations, it's also in your order of worship. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God,
we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known.
Bless our families, bless our children. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, everyone. So, kind of an announcement that if you would like to join us, it's a beautiful day today. And if you are like me, and I know you are, you believe in the power of God. And so we're going to be walking the streets up near the state capitol this afternoon as we do a rosary march at Holy Redeemer Church. That's at 2 p.m. this afternoon. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful event. And we're praying that God continues to exorcise the demons out of there and pour in his blessing at that epicenter of our city and our state here in Madison. That's what I believe, okay? I believe in that. Also, too, next weekend, on Saturday, I will be up at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe for their Marian Day. And I'm the keynote speaker. And it's a beautiful day, too. There's nice eats that go along with it. So if you can join us next Saturday for that. So it's kind of merry, 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 all right? We are in the month of Mary. A beautiful month. We just had our May crowning out in front of church there with that beautiful, beautiful statue that we have now in front of St. Mary. So now, not just us get to enjoy Mary crowned, but all the passers-by get to see Mary crowned and get to see our faith on display. See, I think that's what I want to talk with you about this morning, is Jesus, this is an amazing gospel. All these readings are amazing. You know, sometimes preachers get accused of speaking of love too much. Okay, it's all about love, 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 love. Well, in all these readings today, it happens to be all about love. And Jesus says, I call you my friends. And no greater love than this than to lay down one's life for one's friends. We've all seen those beautiful stories of people who maybe shielded themselves to protect another in other words, to take the bullet. We saw that as we entered Lent, that there were heroes such as that. You know, that's amazing. Here, I'm going to risk my life so that you can live. It's just amazing when you see that, but that's a love that you can't even begin to comprehend. And a love on display with the beautiful crucifix. With Jesus who said, "You are my friends. I lay down my life for you." Okay, so this is the kind of friendship he's referring to. Not an acquaintanceship, okay? Where, you know, we keep people at a manageable distance and we kind of nod and say hello and good morning, but there's no real connection there, okay? And there's no real demand on us to use our bodies as a shield to save their lives. Unless that friendship rises to the level of authentic friendship. Authentic friendship. See, that's what we're called to be for the world. Oh, it's so amazing. It's so awesome. Jesus calls us his friend. But then we are called to be Jesus to a waiting world. Okay? We're called to be a friend to the world. Yes, even shielding our a person from a bullet, to let it rise to that level. That's the kind of connection Jesus is asking us all to have. That requires a level of faith in each one of us that understands this. And this might be my favorite passage in all of sacred scripture because it's just three simple words. God is love. He's not about love. He's not just loving. He is love itself. He is love itself. God is love. Now, let's take that to the next level. God created us. How? In his own image. You know what that makes you and I? This is logic 101 here, right? God is love. God created us in his own image, so we are love. When we are living our lives in the truest form, we are love itself. Real love, authentic love, shielding another at the expense, the risk of our own lives. That kind of love is what we're called to live for the world. We've talked about that before, where it is then an open heart that welcomes everyone in. I came across a beautiful quote from St. Teresa of Calcutta, and I want to share it today. St. Teresa of Calcutta says, "Spread love wherever you go. First of all, in your own house, give love to your children, to your wife or husband, to a next door neighbor. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile, kindness in your warm greeting." If we miss that, then it's false. It's play acting. It's not real. It's not authentic. We have to have the kind of love that says, "Oh my goodness, I get it now. God is love. God created in my own his own image. So that means I'm love. So that means that I am called to set the world on fire." If we are what we are intended to be, we will set the world ablaze. My brothers and sisters, you and I are in this together. We're a family here. I love you. I do. I love you to the degree that I want you to go to heaven. I want you to go to heaven. I'll literally take a bullet for you. Or I'll take the shaming and accusations and persecution, whatever it takes, so that we can live our Catholicity in the truest, most honest, most pure fashion ever. Because why? Because we need to be serious about this. If we keep God as an acquaintance, as someone that we go visit, you know, once a week, while we kind of playfully, you know, say a few prayers and hymns in his presence, we'll never take it seriously enough to enter into our deepest call, which is enter into who we are essentially. We are love. We are love. So, how are we going to live that out? We have to be willing to take the risks necessary to save souls, to get people to heaven. That might mean persecution. That might mean being ostracized. That might mean being seen as a weirdo or a fanatic. But what are we doing? We're saying to our neighbor, nope, I'm not treating God as just an acquaintance. Well, I kind of do my own thing. I love him, and I'm taking him quite seriously. And so I want to do everything I can to please the one that I love so much. And I know what pleases him most is to be what he created me to be, love itself. And so every opportunity I can find, I'm going to take that opportunity to save souls. I could have said, to love. But I took it to the next level. It ain't love unless we want people to get to heaven. So we need to be concerned. If people are being pulled away from the world, if people are misunderstanding truth, if people are living lives contrary to the gospel, and we need to do something about that. Our first step here as a family here at St. Mary's is to live our faith quite seriously. Oh, this is God up here. This is God coming to the altar. I'm allowed to come to the edge of heaven and to receive the bread of life. That's amazing. And so we come to this church, we come to this edge of heaven as if he is in fact God. And we allow ourselves to be caught up in the most amazing gift ever given so that we can let our lives rise to that level. No, you, you're not my acquaintance. You're my family. I love you. We need to get to heaven. Let's do this. And so in conclusion, allow yourself to wake up every morning with this prayer. What are we going to do today, Lord? What do you want me to do? How can I be the best expression of the love that you created me to be? How can I be in mission with my brothers and sisters to make this world a better place? How can we be love?